Boston firefighters and the city are back at square one this morning. In a day of drama at City Hall yesterday, firefighters made a contract offer that was called bold, and the mayor's office responded by demanding more concessions. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Ed Kelly has been in the thick of his union's fights for contracts with the city for 5 years now. The charisma that got him elected president of his union, Firefighters Local 718, is the same charisma that made people take notice in the city council chamber yesterday. Kelly made an offer that he said would help the city avoid laying workers off. He stood up to address city council president Michael Ross.
Councilor Ross, I heard you. You made it very public, testifying right here at this desk, that this local needs to do something to help you help these people. Well, I'm prepared, and I know my firefighters will support me because we're here for this city every day.
Kelly brandished a white sheet of paper, an offer to delay for a year a 2.5% pay raise firefighters are due at the end of the month. Arbitrators awarded the pay raise as compensation for the firefighters' agreement to submit to random drug tests, but councillors still have to approve it. Kelly had come to realize that he did not have the votes, and so he made his dramatic offer and turned the council his way. Its president, Michael Ross, called it a significant concession.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate you making this gesture.
The man who negotiates Boston's contracts with unions, John Dunlop, also expressed the city's appreciation.
What President Kelly stood up and offered is absolutely meaningful.
But not meaningful enough. Instead, through Dunlop, the city came back with its own proposal. It would delay the firefighters' raise by only 6 months.
It would also delay the contract by 12 months, so the expiration date, rather than being June 30th, 2010, would be June 30th, 2011.
Dunlop said without that extension, the firefighters could ask for another raise next month. But during a break, Ed Kelly said relations with the city have deteriorated so much that it will be a long time before his firefighters can negotiate another raise.
We don't anticipate having a raise for another 3 or 4 years.
City councilors were disappointed with the mayor's demand for more concessions. Michael Ross called the firefighters' offer unprecedented.
I think we have an obligation to take this gesture, which is not just a gesture, but a very meaningful concession, and consider it again.
And so, despite the firefighters' offer, the city seems as far from an agreement with them as ever. At-large Councillor Ayanna Presley said the city's response left her
deflated, discouraged, disheartened, disappointed, disgusted. It's just very discouraging. I don't know if this is a Groundhog's Day or if I'm in a hamster wheel.
Mayor Tom Menino now faces a choice. The city council has given him until Monday to take up the firefighters' offer. If he doesn't accept it, city councilors say they'll vote on Wednesday on the contract awarded by arbitration. It gives the firefighters a raise at the end of the month. Judging by what councilors were saying yesterday, they'll vote for it. The mayor then has one more option, to go to court to contest the way arbitrators awarded the contract. If he does so, it could be a long time before Ed Kelly can get his firefighters their raise. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.